Chapter 11. Therefore ye shall love the Lord your God, and keep his instructions, and his statutes, and his ordinances, and his commandments, always. Know this day, for I do not speak with your children who have not known, and who have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, and his signs, and his works, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Sea of Suf to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness, until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth, and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and every living thing that followed them, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great work of the Lord which he did. Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and multiply, and go in and possess the land, where you go over to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land, which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land, where you go in to possess it, isn't as the land of Egypt, that you came out from, where you sowed your seed, and watered it with your feet, as a garden of herbs, but the land, where you go over to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys which drinks water of the rain of the sky, a land which the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give the rain of your land in its season, the former rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, and your new wine, and your oil. I will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be full. Be careful, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them, and the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and he shut up the sky, so that there shall be no rain, and the land shall not yield its fruit, and you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord gives you. Therefore you shall lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for symbols between your eyes. You shall teach them your children, talking of them, when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens above the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all this commandment which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cling to him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the sole of your foot shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness, and Lebanon, from the river Parath, even to the western sea shall be your border. No man shall be able to stand before you. The Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you on all the land that you shall tread on, as he has spoken to you. Look, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, the blessing, if you shall listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and the curse, if you shall not listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you have not known. It shall happen, when the Lord your God shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it, that you shall set the blessing on Mount Gerizim, and the curse on Mount Ebal. Aren't they beyond the Jordan, behind the way of the going down of the sun, in the land of the Canaanites who dwell in the Arabah, over against Gilgal, beside the oaks of Moreh? For you are to pass over the Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you, and you shall possess it, and dwell in it. You shall observe to do all the statutes and the ordinances which I set before you this day.